Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And
it's easy. With the birds and the bees and the one, two, three.
We're back.
What a hit. What a bop.
Guys, I don't care who wants to go against this. Southern Charm is back, baby. It is back. Misogyny running wild, but I love it.
I mean, I was sad I wanted a little bit more Pat in my premiere episode, but I think we've got some great players. You know, I feel like
this feels more gelled than
last season.
The women
are going to bring it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, there are women with vendettas out to get these men to take down this boys club.
And then women against each other here. It's like so funny because, you know, it's like Craig, Austin, Shep are obviously like the three main guys, right? Which is just a different font of Jax, Tom, and Tom. Right. Of like Vanderpump. So it's
I love that expression of different fonts. Okay. So who's the Jax? Shep. Okay. And then.
And the Toms are. Tom Schwartz is probably more Craig. Like there, I don't see Sandoval here.
Yeah.
Like Tom, it's just in Tom the sense Sandoval of like the fuckboys and Peter Pan and like that whole thing, right? Like I'll say they're more, they're the, like while Vanderpump might be like the R version, like this is like the PG-13 kind of thing.
Okay. Fair. I love this.
You know, so it just, but it's very much like, and I think, you know, last year you had said, get rid of the girls. Let's have a show that's centered around the boys. But this,
this is like, going to work for me.
Because if you hook up with multiple boys, then you're in.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because, okay. So basically it starts out and it's all like, did Austin hook up with Taylor? I mean, we read it on the blogs. You know, we probably posted something about it. And it's them saying like, don't believe everything that you read. And
it's then these like Frankenstein bites, right? Like it's, you know, we don't even know what the answers that they're answering are really the questions to, you know, like they could have been like, did you eat, you know, pie today? And they're like, I might have, right? You know, and now they're like, put it with this, right? So we don't like fully know, but it's showing everybody in a confessional kind of a quote unquote addressing this situation.
And Craig's like, believe everything you read.
Yeah. Craig, such a little shitster.
I feel like Craig is on such a different island. He's like, I'm like running this like amazing pillow brand. I have such a great fan base. I'm so in love with my girlfriend, although she might not like me.
Yeah.
But look at my house. I got a pool.
He's like weirdly the most stable of them all.
It's wild. It's truly wild.
So he's the Sandoval before the Scandoval.
I mean, like, they all kind of bought their houses. I know. They all kind of bought their houses, though, in Valley Village.
No, I know. But I mean, like, in the sense of, like, Ariana and Tom pre-Scandoval were like, kind of, like, the mainstay couple, right? Like, Katie and Tom were always, like, kind of, like, why are they together? Like, maybe that's, like, the Austin Madison of it all. Like, why were they together? You know, and then you've got...
She wanted to be on the show.
And then you've got Jax and Brittany, which is, like, Shep and Taylor, where Taylor is more highly invested than Shep was.
Very true.
Jax and Brittany, right?
She's still invested.
And then it's like, and then, you know, you have the crossover because it's like Austin was with like Olivia. Olivia and Taylor considered each other sisters. So there's like all these different like strings attached at this web we weave.
What do you think right now? Do Austin and Taylor, have they hooked up? Have they slept together? Had they had smooches? Tell me, what do you think?
I might be naive. So it's like, where's like that remind me in like 3 months kind of thing. I kind of think they just made out.
I would agree with that. Maybe not fully slept together or at least sticking to that story.
I feel like there was a Taylor's kiss. Highly religious. Like,
yes.
I felt like there was like a lot of like, that I kind of feel that like she would make.
Enough alcohol.
Say that again.
Enough alcohol.
Enough
your panties fall right off. Something.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why when you drink the panty droppers, it's true. There's literally a drink called it. But there's something like,
well, and then like I mean, think about why wouldn't she want to in some ways? Like Shep broke her heart.
Like she's like on the self-destructive path kind of thing. And like,
I want to, I want to hurt him the way he hurt me. You know, and also like I've been feeling so much compassion from Austin, him checking in on me. He's like,
there's the emotional relationship of it all, right? Like you're good friends with this person. And I'm confused on like the Austin Olivia timeline of it all too, because it felt like I'm like, are they together? Aren't they together? Sometimes it seems like they're trying to like tell us that they are in a relationship, but maybe they're just like testing the waters, or like, were they together? Are they saying, I love you? Like, where is like the relationship and the vibe on that? Because Taylor and Olivia being best friends, it doesn't seem like something Taylor would do. But were they, what, like, was there something that, like, you know, when Katie got drunk and told Sheena, like, she's hooking up with other people and Sheena's spreading that around to Tom Schwartz kind of thing? Is that a similar situation? I mean, it just feels like there's a lot of parallels between this show and Vanderpump Rules, minus the restaurant.
I'd agree with you. I also think like the Taylor Austin thing is a one night situation.
Like, you know, and she's like, we shouldn't have done that. Don't tell a soul. And somebody else saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone saw it. But also they make sense.
I'd be okay with them together.
Like Taylor and Austin, that makes sense to me.
Absolutely. They'd be a great couple.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she mellows him out a little bit. He would be... The thing is,
it was kind of like sad seeing Austin. So they played this like pretty funny music and he's like making his tea and he's just like, it's like, wow, you grew into Shep. You're kind of like, don't really have your drinking buddies anymore. Craig is in such a serious relationship.
Shep is eat, pray, fucking. Mary came up with that one.
Actually, Mary Kate Gardner came up with that.
Sorry.
So apologies. I can't take the credit.
But I was like, he's like on an eat, pray, love. And you're like, psych, he's on an eat, pray, fuck.
You know, but Craig's living his best life. You know, what did you think about Paige in this episode? I thought there was this underlying thing too that Craig's like, wait, I can't leave Charleston right now because I'm working, I'm filming. So you need to come and visit me. And she's like, no, I'm going to be in New York. And I mean, I'll come down, but we might not see each other that much because you're going to be working so much.
Paige's shtick doesn't work on Southern Charm. because you're only seeing like snippets of her, which is like non-committal. And I feel like when she has her confessionals in Summer House, she's like being like a little bit more like witty and sarcastic. And she's like the main character, right? Like as a side character on Southern Charm, it just seems like Craig is-
She came across like mean to him.
Yes. And she does-
But I like them. I want them to work out. I think something is going to happen very soon with them.
I think it sounds like
either it's a make or break. And it's going to happen before Christmas, my prediction.
I think in Charleston seems kind of, especially within like this cast of characters too, of being in a small town as opposed to like New York or LA or whatever, is like there's a little bit of like a fairy tale around it. And it, Craig's like surrounded in this like, we can play house. And like,
I think he's ready for the next phase of his life.
I totally think he is, but I also don't think he 100% understands what that takes.
Sure.
Like it's a
he wants the white picket fence. He wants to be married. He wants the children.
He wants the Baja shelf. He doesn't necessarily want
to change a diaper.
Yeah, he wants the Baja shelf in the pool. But be careful. We remember what happened to Ken Todd.
Oh,
remember the hip issue. Mm-hmm. Craig's got a few more years till then, but just be careful. But you know, she's not even going to go in the hot tub with him. Bacteria. Like it just always feels like he like it. On this show, it always feels like he's like, look what I'm doing for us. And she's like, you probably shouldn't do that for us.
I know. She does love her independence, which I can respect.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect.
But I also found it interesting, too, because later in the episode, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but like later in the episode, he's talking, I believe, to like Madison and Vanita. It's kind of like Paige thinks I, or maybe it's Olivia, like Paige thinks you guys like don't like her. And like, and they're like, we like don't know her because again,
she won't hang out with us.
Well, in last season, it was like against Naomi, who's not on this season now. And I think that the girls liked Naomi last season and Paige is kind of like the outsider.
So what do you feel like Craig was like, I am not going to film if it's with Naomi. I'm the main cast member. And if she's going to be here, I don't need to be here.
I mean, he basically said like Austin and Shep are trying to be friends with their exes and they're trying to make me do the same thing. And I don't want to do that. Like Craig's like, you know what? I have boundaries and I am setting them. Tom Sandoval told me about that. Sorry, I know I'm going a lot of Vanderpump, but that's what Rachel said during the season of Vanderpump, that she learned about boundaries from Tom Sandoval. I don't know what those were.
Lack thereof.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, but I like that when Craig said that. Craig is, there's just something like you want to hate Craig. So you want to hate all three of them so much. But we know Mary's
buddy.
I know. But I'm saying like after all these seasons of them being like horrible people, you want to like, and then they do something like, freaking Craig.
Guys.
I love misogyny.
Come back to Sausalito. I'll take you to Barbacci.
Also, by the way, too, Patricia does have a new Michael.
Randy. He's not hitting the mark for me.
He's no Michael.
We barely saw Whitney. Did we see Whitney?
Whitney was picking up dog poop while Randy walked by.
Typical.
Yeah, you know, those freaking dogs. And then he had to go run off to a renop rehearsal.
Right. What are we feeling about like Brett being on camera? Do we like him? I'm very invested in this relationship. I kind of love that he still lives in or works in California. He spends 3 days there, then 4 days at home. I feel like they're in love. And
there's something going on though, which is like interesting. Like Brett had to have watched Southern Charm to see who she was. And there's this really interesting way of her being like this, like Martha Stewart. And she's trying to almost be like this picture perfect girlfriend, wife, like to him, like, oh, I cook, I do this, I do that. I'm always cleaning, blah, blah. And I'm like, there's no, like,
something. You don't think it's her true colors?
Well, but no, it's definitely not.
The three and four. You know, 3 days on, 4 days off.
Yeah. I think it's just, but I'm like, but he's had to have seen the show and like know who she is. And it's also interesting because I went on her Instagram because I'm like, well, where is he? She doesn't post him a lot. So I think he just prefers, for being married to a reality star, just prefers to be very private.
Yeah, maybe like for his work too.
And I'm curious too, like how it works for, I mean, obviously it works for them, right? But it's like, I'm surprised she hasn't moved sound to
that bad.
No,
we like, can't because the kid, because the husband. I mean, because the Hudson, not the husband.
Hudson's dad, her ex-husband.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Not uprooting his life, Hudson's life there. Sure. And it looks like they have a good co-parenting relationship. And Hudson's just chowing down on ramen. Looked great.
Honestly, I was like, that looks delicious and I kind of want it. I'm not even like a ramen person, but it looked delish.
A good ramen. Yeah. Wait, I think she's stunning, gorgeous. Something was off about her in her confessional look.
Mm-hmm. She's taken it one step too far for me.
A little too lifted.
She's so beautiful and she always has been, but I think like she's kind of gone a little over. Maybe it was, who knows? You know, sometimes these women hasn't get settled work in. Done hasn't and it hasn't settled. Settled. Mm-hmm. Like I always think about Vicky and her chin.
Mm-hmm. And Vicky looks great now.
Yeah. Like it just, I remember her saying like something like, I got it done 6 weeks before filming because they moved the film date up.
Right.
And she's like, and I didn't have time for my chin to settle.
Makes sense.
What a sentence. I didn't have time for my chin to settle.
Okay, let's talk about these rollerbladers.
Yeah, let's take Taylor. A quick break and then come back and talk about rollerblading.
Okay. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they're starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Way. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
So we got the rollerbladers. They're looking
those
hot.
Those are from Amazon, by the way, because during COVID, I considered getting them and I couldn't decide on which pastel, if I want pastel or neon. So I went with neither.
Go neon.
Well, now that like Barbie is out, I feel like the neon makes more sense. But, you know, I didn't know. Did you ever, were you a rollerblader when you were a kid?
Yeah. Didn't I tell you the time about, I've told you the story about Fresh Choice, about how we went rollerblading in Tiburon and I didn't bring a pair of spare shoes. Oh, yes. And then I had to wear the rollerblade inserts into Fresh Choice as shoes. So I was just like,
Moonshoes.
Walking around. They're just going to take Moonshoes, like walking around. Too old because I remember it, you know? Like probably 9.
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, as a kid.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you told me you're 14.
No. And then one time I also was rollerblading. There was like a gravel patch and I skinned my whole face and I was embarrassed. I was in second grade and I didn't want to go to school and my mom let me stay home because I was too embarrassed because my whole face.
You were skinned. Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, it was scary. I didn't want to hurt the other kids by seeing my face. But I was too embarrassed. Actually, it was because I was too vain, but
well,
I didn't want
I mean,
to go to school.
Same. Yeah. Mary, if it makes you feel better, one time I missed a step coming down from a jacuzzi and I fell on my face and I scabbed my whole face as well. And I was Phantom of the Opera and I did go to school and they had to call because they thought my mom was abusing me.
Oh, God. That's
they
terrible.
Like brought me in and had to like ask me questions.
Yeah. You're like, well, I fell down the stairs.
Yeah. And they're like, did you fall down the stairs? I was like, yeah, I was clumsy. They're like, clumsy. I'm like, oh, my God, am I answering these right?
Who told you that word to use?
Oh,
that doesn't sound like an 8-year-old.
I think it was because I also like a month. I really am clumsy. Like I think like a month or two before that, I like literally slipped in the shower and hit the bar and had a black eye, like gave myself a black eye. So like clumsy again, Courtney. I'm right, like, I'm sorry.
Oh God.
I didn't
poor mother. Poor mother.
Oh God. I loved rollerblading as a kid though, for real. Like that was like my mode of transpo.
I love that. That's awesome. Did you bring a pair of shoes? So when you like
well, like a backpack or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's actually funny because I'm like, I probably didn't pack that myself. My mom probably packed my backpack and was like, okay, for like when, so I had shoes because I was just
pony girls,
like,
fend for yourself.
Well, no, I was just thinking like, I would never think to bring shoes somewhere.
Yeah. I was like, all right, we're on Blader. I'll get in the car. I'll just wear the blades in the car. I just went in the
now,
car.
Would you wear, it. Would you wear pads?
Yeah, because Kelly broke her wrist.
I was a wrist guard only.
Yeah, Kelly broke her wrist rollerblading because she was rollerblading with the dog and the dog went around a stop sign and like with the leash.
Catapulted her?
Like, no, with the leash and like, and then she broke her arm doing that. So then my mom's like, okay, you guys, wristbands.
Wrist guards.
Yeah, wrist
guards. Yeah, wrist guards that had like the like thing at the
yep,
wrist.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, God! Being a kid was fun.
What a time to be alive.
I guess we could still do it now, like Taylor and Olivia. You know, they're saying they're ride or die sisters. They're both single
at
the same time.
They're also like going through these breakups together, so they're trauma bonding.
Didn't both of their brothers both pass away? I don't know if it was during filming, but like within like a month or so of each other.
Yes, super sad.
So sad.
But I wonder at the end of this season if they're fighting. So then, like maybe they didn't reach out to each other. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I would hope that this would like supersede that for them. It just seems like, yeah, they've been able to like lean on each other for like these situations.
Taylor was talking about it, I was like, this is so heartbreaking. She's like, I was fighting for it. I still wanted to work it out. Like, I'm always going to cherish my time with Shep, knowing well that he's cheated on her multiple. Times.
Like when the reunion happened last time, that was only like a couple of weeks after, right? I want to say it was like 3 or 4 weeks after they had broken up. Because remember, I think didn't last season end with like Shep saying like he proposed that they travel the country.
Yes.
Was that last season?
He wanted her to stop
quit her job. Yeah. And then he paid
two seasons ago.
I know, that's why I can't remember. No, it must be, I don't know. But anyways, I could just remember thinking like the reunion though was like fresh and you could just see it on her where she's like, I like still love him and like all this stuff of just like,
but then he's also playing this like mourning victim in some way too, like he's like, oh, I'm back in Charleston, you know, like little Craig hasn't really been to Charleston without Taylor, he wants to get the dogs together. It's like, and you can tell he's genuinely nervous about going to Madison's wedding and having to see her, like that is real.
I think he got
raw.
I think he got to travel and not think about it. Like Austin escape. Came and visited him. He got to like, you know, he got to play, and now he kind of he has to come back to reality and address what's gone on.
Right now, also, why was Austin not into Olivia? Like she explains it as a fun house, yeah. And I feel like she was so trepidatious the whole time, and then she finally gave in. And then he's like, never mind.
Yeah, I know. There's something, so I feel like it was a chase, or like maybe they had like some sort of situation, and
he's a hunter gatherer. He's a hunter.
Last season never felt real to me. Like, remember, like, you know, they had, I forgot what the event was, but then she brought a different date.
Yes.
And then I think he's like, truly, I think he also wasn't into Olivia, because I don't think he's truly ever gotten over Madison.
I'd agree with that.
Because even in this, obviously, like, the main event of this is like Madison's like wedding celebration, you know, and it's like,
it's also hilarious that she invites him. Imagine your ex inviting you to their wedding celebration.
I don't know. But it's also, I think she had to, because it's like, right. Okay, the cast is clearly, like you said, it's surrounded around the three boys. Okay. Yes. And it's like, if you don't invite them, we're not filming.
Right. Right.
Like, any event that you choose to throw, like, I wonder if at some point too, that they said, you can't not invite people anymore, which is, should be how it is.
Yeah. No, I agree.
If somebody decides to not go, then fine.
But I want to go to this party. They had a piano player. They had a martini bar. Who is Brittany that's hosting this? Her house looks fabulous. Did you like Madison's bubble skirt dress?
It was fine.
It
was a cute dress. I'm surprised she chose that as her bridal dress for this. I know it wasn't a wedding, but.
And we were shocked by her wedding dress too.
Yeah, true. True. But it also goes with the vibe of this, like, Martha Stewart kind of 1950s, 60s housewife sort of vibe that she's trying to give off, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but I don't want to skip over the fact of when the boys are at the store and they have to go shop and Shep, you know, it's kind of the reunion of them all because everybody's been gone and now we're back for filming. So we have to act like this isn't just natural of us shopping for our exes.
Right.
And when Austin looks at the photo and says, that guy looks like me, and it's Errol Flynn.
I didn't know who that was, though. Bless you.
Yo. No, it just cracked me up, though, because he was like, it looks like, I just love when people give themselves an upper compliment.
Also, Austin was such a great guy when he first started the show.
Yes, he was one. Remember him and Chelsea?
She's having a baby any day now.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm telling you, it's the Peter.
I think like deep down, I don't think Shep's like a good guy, and he's always going to be single and he's always going to be a playboy, but I do think Austin is
inherently Austin is good.
Yes,
but he doesn't always portray that.
Yeah,
I think it's the same with Craig too.
Yeah, no, Craig's good now. He's on the good side.
Okay, well,
he's changed.
Okay, I mean,
okay, he lied about passing the bar.
Yeah, like, I mean,
so he had an Adderall addiction.
I mean, if you recall, too, he did give us, though, the expose on A-Rod, J-Lo, who's now with Ben Affleck, your boy. So really, Craig was the catalyst for all of that, too. So I guess we do have to thank him for some things. But he also, you know, like, slut shames and, you know, there's misogyny. But we love it. We love it because we're hypocrites.
Yeah.
Big hypocrites. Okay. We know.
The best part was like, Austin's like, I don't get what Brett has more than I do. Like, I mean, come on.
Like, I'm looking at him. He's got a job. He's handsome. He looks like a Disney prince.
And Madison's like, I mean, Brett is good looking. He's an adult. He's perfect in bed. And he cares about other people besides himself.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, Madison obviously used Austin. It was her main goal to get on this show. She dated him. I think
she had Raquel and James. And Kristen. You know,
they had a tumultuous relationship. I'm sure they like loved the toxicity. Like, they loved bothering each other. It was passionate. They'll never have a relationship toxic. Like this again.
Yeah,
I said toxic.
Oh, sorry.
I'd say passionate as well.
Oh no, it was a up and down and all around
with anybody.
Yeah.
And well, everybody.
Yeah. Well, she it is again
actually hook up with A-Rod, by the way. They never even met.
Do we know that, though?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you texted with A-Rod?
I do.
Oh, you do know. Oh, okay. She does
they
know.
Never
she has
up.
A source.
They never met up. They
she
never
has
met
a source.
Up. I'm
but
positive.
It was a good... Okay. I believe you. I'm sorry for doubting you, Dumois.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah,
okay, then, this party, they sprinkle in Vanita, and that was actually so sweet.
Her boyfriend is so cute.
He looked stunning in the orange.
Loved it. I also love too, because in the preview for like the season or whatever, we get to like her boyfriend will be involved. It looks like he'll be there because like when she like falls down the stairs or something and he like catches her and I'm like, love him.
No, Annie. That was adorable. Love
like
that.
And she just seems so happy. And I think she, between like her and then it's like Leva's there too, because we have to have a season two of Southern Hospitality. I don't know if you saw too. So Thomas Ravenel, he who shall not be named, but I just did. He like
60-year-old man making fun of Leva.
Yeah. So somehow he like got a screener. I'm like, who's giving Thomas Ravenel the screener of Southern Charm?
Yeah, it's not Bravo.
But who do you think it is?
Shep. He's like, here's my login.
Yeah.
So ShepRose@gmail.com.
I was just going to say, I put this chef's email and the password's like little Craig 333. Or like totally. Good Boy Craig. Is that what like the Instagram handle is? Good Boy Craig 333.
It's his birthday.
Capital C Charleston 1. Eat, pray, fuck. Yeah. 030.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably is Shep. If it's anybody on the cast.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then he's like, I can't believe the most boring person is still on this show. It's like, Leva, she's there because obviously she has Southern Hospitality. When's season two on that show?
Probably after this. Also, yeah, I mean, not missing Catherine at all.
So you know what I was thinking? If there's anybody that Bethany wants to get on her side for this like reality reckoning, it's Catherine Dennis. Because that girl was put through the ringer on and off the camera.
Yeah.
With drugs, her baby, Thomas.
Does she not have custody of her children right now? I feel like I read that.
I don't know. It's so sad. The whole story is so sad. But like, I'm thinking like, that's probably like one of your like top people, Bethany, if you want to get somebody who's had like truly. I
feel like nothing really is going to happen with this.
It's one of two things that we've said before, right? It's like, you're either like trying to unionize and do that, or you're like fighting and suing NBC and Bravo and Universal and whatever. For like the way they treat people, which I'm sure that there's crossover in it. I mean,
it's just
not
so
a lawyer.
Bored. She's just so bored.
Bethany?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, get a hobby. She's
obsessed with food. Obsessed. And she does these tiny bites, these really tiny bites. And I watch.
How much time would you say you dedicate towards Bethany a week?
It just comes up a lot.
Is it minutes or hours?
Oh, minutes.
Okay.
But
like 59.
I don't know why
minutes?
I'm watching her cut a tomato and put cottage cheese on it, but I do. I think something's going to happen. Nothing happens. And then she just goes, oh my God, Davoon. And all she's done is slice a tomato, put cottage cheese on it, and salt and pepper. She loves salt. That's all she's done. That's it. That's her recipe. Davoon. Oh my
Let's
God.
Take a quick break and come right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Anyways, so why did Taylor
bring
up?
Yes, let's talk about this party. So we have a martini bar. I would die for a martini bar. I love. Now, the problem is, after I've had my second martini, someone needs to kick me out the door.
They're like the boobies.
Instead, they're putting a camera in front of my face, and I'm like, I hate them. But we have an oyster shucker.
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, I'd like to be Britney's friend.
Yeah, who is Britney? Seriously.
Brittany, what do you and or your husband do? Because I would like your house. I would like the party.
Love to know.
Yeah, I would love to know.
Let's talk about Taylor bringing the vibrator.
So she brings a gift and Madison's saying she's never had one.
Come on, Madison. But that's
the lies, the lies, the lies.
Even Martha Stewart has a vibrator.
I mean, come on, Madison.
And like Brett is so uncomfortable.
I can know what you're saying. I think Madison isn't herself around him. So she only has to be herself 4 days a week.
I believe Brett might be Mormon. And so I feel like he grew up very religious. And I think he's like very like, again, based on
nothing. I know
based on either people's hearsay or I thought that I had read that. So I feel like there's just.
He is kind of a mystery.
He's a mystery. I mean. I like a man of mystery. Mostly yeah, because as long as you don't know that they're bad people, you're okay.
He almost wasn't even mic'd up.
Yeah, like I don't think he wants anything to do with this show.
I'll film, but I don't want a microphone on.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'll be a part of the family scenes. Right. I'll host this one.
I'll get out my water gun.
Yeah, I feel like that's for him. And then she probably said, we're going to host the opening party and that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Anything else is like a family scene. Like, because he probably said too, I don't want to be a pawn in this like Austin U thing. I don't want to deal with that. And so she basically probably said, you don't have to come back
right
for the rest of the season if you just do this one thing with me.
Yeah. Well, he did it. Mm-hmm. He did it.
So and then, you know, Shep's at the bar and he sees, it's kind of funny because it's like Shep is like looking towards the other girls like, how do I say hi to Taylor? And he's like walking on eggshells right now because he knows he's a bad boy.
I know. And then she's basically the one to break the ice and they're like super cordial. It felt so
hello, Shepherd Rose. It's me, Taylor Green.
I mean, it was really unnecessary. He's like, oh, how was your travels? Like, was there any language barriers?
Oh, when she was like, what did you like better, London or Paris? He's like, Paris probably. She's like, I liked London. Oh, because they speak English? No, I just liked it. Good to see you. Cheers. I was like, oh.
But she has to like run over to Austin.
It's so sad.
Shep like was playing this kind of victim role too. Like, he's like, He like goes to the couch and he's like, I just feel so responsible.
It's like, well, because it's your fault.
Right.
So I guess the responsibility also does lie on you.
Cheat on your girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean,
that just, was too good for you too.
You know what made me sad too is like when we were doing like the beginning scenes of like the, you know, and Shep is talking and little Craig is there and he, you know, has been with Shep's parents the whole time. But then like also at one point, you know, we go over to Taylor's house and she has a Frenchie too.
Right, right. I knew about that.
Like, but it just made me think of one of those things where it's like, oh, is she really like the breed of it? Or was it kind of like this, like, is there an effort to, because she was trying to like maybe get back with Shep?
I don't know. I think people get into a certain type of breeds. Like, I'm okay. A cocker girl, you know.
Okay. You are. You do love a cock.
I love a cocker.
But then, yeah, it's like, you know, and then like Austin and Olivia talk at one point. And Olivia, though, the difference between Taylor and Olivia is Olivia's like, I'm scorching the earth here. Like, I fuck you, buddy. I don't give a shit about you. Like, what do you need from me? And he's like, okay, Madison's married. Olivia hates me. And I am drinking teenies like they are water.
I know. But they're also like trying to get the fuck out of there. They're like, this is going to go awry real quick. And it does. Taylor starts to kind of go off the handles. You know, she's like,
she's had a few teenies.
She's like, he is trying to make himself feel better and be nice to me. I'm not going to play into this. He fucked so many girls and cheated on me my whole relationship.
Well, and like, it's funny too, because obviously like she's talking to Austin about this, and Austin, like, this is the only good place Austin has right now is talking to Taylor. Like, this is where, like, right. Like, this is where someone's like, he's like, oh God, someone here needs me. And a girl needs me here, because it's not Olivia and it's not Madison. So he's like, and Craig's like, we got to go. Hey, Austin, we're leaving. And Taylor's like, wipe that smirk off your face, Craig. And he's like, okay, we're leaving.
But then Craig was like totally doubling down. He was like, what are you going to do this at every event? Like, I don't know you shit. Like, you guys are broken up. Stop bringing up the past. I'm like, are you kidding, Craig? You were obsessed with Naomi for years. Like, and you still are obsessed with her. And that's why she can't be on the show. So shut up.
I also heard, too, that Naomi broke up with her. Well, not current anymore, but she had broken up with her most recent boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Did she quit the show too because of that? Like, remember she quit the show because of Matul?
Yeah.
Where's he now? And then there was like a photo at some point too that floated over the summer of like Craig with him. What is happening?
I just think Charleston's small.
But then, yeah. So then, you know, Olivia's talking, does Paige like us? Like, you know, it just, the whole thing is just like such a mess, because it's like everybody at this point is wasted.
Yeah.
They've been at this party for too long. The teeny bar, while again, in good theory, always great to have a teeny bar, always tips over the edge. Never more than two teenies.
Never more. Mm-hmm. They're like breasts.
They're like breasts.
Two is perfect. Three is too many.
Yep. And, you know, and then it just kind of evolves into Taylor, unfortunately, making a scene.
It was that. And then Craig's like, if I was the one that told you, and if I didn't break it up, you know, he would have slept with that girl.
Yeah, like, because she's like, you're laughing that he cheated on me. And he's like, what? You wouldn't even know if I didn't tell you.
But then what does she say at the end? Like, what about your girl cheating on you?
Yeah, which was like, Paige. That's what I thought. That I was like, wait, Paige, like, is there rumors? Was there like rumors? Because
it's gonna be one of those, like, they weren't together yet. They were dating, and maybe she hooked up with someone that summer. They weren't official. And like, or, Craig already knows about it. You know what? It's gonna be one of those.
Like, it was like Andrea, like a couple years ago.
Yeah, no, it's exactly.
Or is it one of those things where it was like, no, I mean, what if you were in my situation and your girl was cheating on you? Would you tell me? Would you try to, like, because Craig is saying, like, I literally stopped it from happening. Like, right. There was an incident where I stopped it from happening because of you. And you think that I'm making fun of you? Like, no, I'm just over it at this point. And like, no, I had the good head on my shoulders to say, don't do it. And then when she threw that out, I was like, okay.
Taylor on this, so I really did not like Craig in this situation.
It just was one of those things where it's like, you can clearly tell, like, you're antagonizing her at this point because she's wasted, right? And she's like clearly hurt, and so instead of like poking the bear, just walk away from it. But like, this is why I'm like, see, sometimes with Craig,
You think he's
okay? He's always going to have ships back, you know?
Because boys will be boys.
Yeah.
And we are hypocrites because we hate it and we love it so much.
I'm Team Taylor, though. I'm Team Taylor. Yeah.
Well, I'm like girl power on this, you know, and it's like it makes me sad because it's like if something did happen or like Taylor and Olivia go against each other, I'm like, there's a good like girl gang in this season of like them all actually being friendly with each other, like Vanita, Leva, Olivia, Taylor. Is there one more other girl that I'm Madison. Forgetting? Madison, whatever.
Madison.
And then, you know, we did get a glimpse of one of the new guys with the glasses, Rod or Roddy, because one, I don't know which one is which yet, but. They have the same name, except one that goes by Roddy and Rod.
Okay.
So I saw him that he was like, I saw a glimpse of him, but we weren't introduced to him yet. So I'm curious.
So you're saying like, why do we have to add so many friends? Why do we have
well,
to add so
many friends? The one that has the glasses that he's been around for a while. So he actually is it sounds like they actually are friends and not random people being introduced at like, you know, a new housewife kind of thing.
Right.
It sounds like
that's okay with me, I guess.
If there's a genuine connection there, then I'm okay with introducing more because I do like, I know you
I
want
just
it to
want
be
more Pat. I want Whitney.
You want Whitney?
I do. I think Whitney fascinates me, you know?
What about him?
I think he's a freak in the sheets.
Oh, I mean, we should ask Naomi.
I know that. That's a fact.
Why do you know that? From personal experience?
No, I went to his mother's house, though.
And she told you? Okay, so sometimes there are lines that weird me out a little bit. She told you that he's a good lover?
No, Patricia's a lady. She would
never. What did you? Okay.
I just know. I heard on the streets.
Okay, these southern term sources that she has. Okay, is this from a bocce ball conversation a few years ago?
No, I just know it.
Okay.
Okay,
you're right. DeMont,
he's
I'm
like an
you.
International man of mystery, kind of.
Like Austin Powers. He kind of is an Austin Powers. The glasses.
He's also a musician. I could really see my sister Kelly hooking up with him. I'm not joking.
Did you send him an invite?
No. Oh my God. What if I invited Pat?
I think you did make a mistake not sending your invites to some Bravo loves because one, I think you either would have gotten some gifts or some thank you cards or like a cameo. I also think some of them might have come.
Shep might have come.
I mean, he probably still could. Should we put it out there right now?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Please come to Mary's wedding. I really think we could get him to come.
That would be so weird.
But you would love it. You're like kind of contemplating.
Well, I want all the attention that day.
Okay. Well, first off, it will only be you, me, and three other people that know who he is. Let's offline about this. Let's offline about this. All right, guys. Next time we see you together, Mary will be married.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
For a week out.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I think, okay, I mean, me, Shep, and our friends are going to wish you well in person in a week, in a little over a week. I'm very excited.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm sure everybody is yelling right now at the top of their lungs. And if you're not, please do. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We can't wait to hear all about it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, guys. See you next time.
Goodbye, Mr. Browski.
Bye.
Bye.